Good morning, all. My name is Gretchen Wilson, and I am a ninth grade English teacher at the Butler Intermediate High School. Before we get started with today's lesson, let's recite the Pledge of Allegiance and hear the SOAR quote of the day. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The SOAR quote for today, Monday, April 20th, is, my goal is not to be better than anyone else, but better than I used to be. This quote ties perfectly into today's lesson. In order to become the best version of yourself, you are going to have to overcome some obstacles or challenges, which will only make you stronger in the end. Before we delve into the full lesson, I want to take a moment to define some words that I will be using just to make sure that we are familiar with them. Today's lesson is going to focus on the theme of overcoming obstacles. So those definitions. The first word is resilient. Resilient is an adjective. So if we know anything about parts of speech, an adjective is going to describe or modify a noun. The definition for this word is able to withstand and recover quickly from a difficult situation. A resilient person would come out stronger in the end. The second term I want to define is adversity. Adversity is a difficulty or struggle. However, instead of focusing on the struggle, today we are going to focus on how to overcome struggles in everyday life and show how failure is sometimes necessary for growth. So before we get into how we can apply this in our own day-to-day lives, I want to take a minute to talk about how we see adversity being overcome in literature. It's only fitting for an English teacher to throw in book talk somewhere. Literature is representative of our real world. The issues that characters are faced within the fictional world can also present themselves in our world. The biggest complaint I get from my students is, when are we ever going to use this in real life? As I'm sure many other teachers and parents have heard. Well, we can use the problems that our characters are faced with as a guide to how we can face and tackle our own obstacles. The themes of resiliency and overcoming adversity are present in a great deal of novels and stories that we read, and the movies and TV shows that I'm sure we've all been binging lately. It's a feel-good ending after the character has overcome the impossible. So let's take a moment to visualize a plot diagram. I'm sure that's all what we want to be doing on a Monday morning, but we have experience with what a plot diagram looks like. In a traditional plot, we have a character, our protagonist, and they are faced with some sort of conflict. The conflict starts out the rising action, that is us moving up the mountain, which eventually leads us to the turning point or the climax of the story. So if you think about the plot diagram, at the very top point, this is where our protagonist is faced head-on with the repercussions of the conflict. At this point in the story, we as viewers are waiting to see if our protagonist can overcome the adversity they face. The rest of the plot diagram, our falling action and our resolution, depend on the decision made at the climax. Can they overcome the challenge they are faced with? The falling action and resolution then are a direct result of this choice. But even if they fail to overcome the challenge fully, there is still something that the character learns or takes away from their failure. But more on that in a moment. Not only do we see adversity in the fictional world, but, like I said, we are faced with it on the daily. This is how we can apply it to our own lives. So instead of giving you facts on people who have overcome the impossible, I know we all love a good competition. So what I've decided to do is create a Name That Success Story Jeopardy game. I am going to give you 10 clues about 10 different famous people throughout the past 200 years or so. These names should all sound familiar to you because these people were, or still currently are, household names. These people range from athletes to authors to inventors, you name it. But instead of giving you their accomplishments first, I'm going to tell you about a struggle they faced on their way to fame. If you want to grab a writing utensil and paper, you can do so now, or you can just shout out the answer after I give the clue about the famous person. I will give about 5 to 10 seconds after each clue for you to make your guesses, then I will give you the answer to who the success story is. Are we ready? Okay then, let's get started. To start, we'll go with an easy one, just so we understand how to play the game. So I will say the question number, I will give you the clue, I will pause, and then I will reveal the answer. So question number one. Here's the clue. After being cut from his high school basketball team, this athlete later went on to be a five-time NBA MVP. So I'm going to give you about the 10 seconds. This is the time that you would be thinking about this athlete. He failed at first, but then he obviously became a very successful basketball player. And this man is known to you today as Michael Jordan. So Michael Jordan had this to say about overcoming his obstacles. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times, I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. So hopefully we get the point of this. I think we've got it. So we're going to move on to question number two. Question number two. This famous celebrity was told by his teachers that he was not creative enough. He later went on to start his own brand, which includes amusement parks, movies, and much, much more. So this creative genius of the 20th century is Walt Disney. Question number three. This author's first book was rejected 27 times. He later went on to become one of the best-selling children's authors. Think we've got the author's name? This author is Dr. Seuss, so I'm sure we have all read, studied, or participated in the Dr. Seuss Day in the elementary schools. Could you imagine a world without him? Question number four. This famous inventor and tech genius was fired from his own company, but due to his work ethic, was later rehired as CEO of the $2 billion company. This man is Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple and Pixar. So our lives would look a lot different if he did not try again after his failure. He had to say this about getting fired from Apple. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that ever could have happened to me. Question number five. This famous president failed in business in 1831, suffered a nervous breakdown in 1836, and was defeated in his run for president in 1836. But he later went on to win the election and become one of the most prolific presidents in history. So think back to all of your history classes. Who is a very famous president that we should know about? And this man is Abraham Lincoln. He said that, "My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure." Obviously, he was not content because he went on and re-ran to become our 16th president. Moving on to question number six, halfway through. This famous band was told by a recording studio that they would never make it in show business, and later went on to become one of the best-selling bands of all time. So some of your parents might be more familiar with this band, but I'm sure you have heard at least of them, if not their songs. And this band is the Beatles. Moving on to question number seven. It's about a famous author. So this famous author battled depression, divorce, raised a young child alone while living on welfare, and was going to school and trying to write a novel all at the same time. But she persevered and is now a household name and has not published one, but several famous works. So think about this famous author. A lot of her works were made and adapted into movies as well that I'm sure some of us have seen at least part of at some point or another. And this author is J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series. So these have all been adapted into movies as well. Question number eight. This famous figure was turned down 1,009 times before a restaurant agreed to use his recipe, which has now become one of the most well-known chains in America. So not only was he rejected 1,000 times, but add that 9 to it. And this man is Harlan David Sanders, who we know today as Colonel Sanders, the representative for Kentucky Fried Chicken. So he would drive around trying to sell his recipe. Finally, someone took it, and now it is Kentucky Fried Chicken as we know it today. Question number 9. This famous artist, high school yearbook staff, rejected every cartoon he submitted, but he went on to become one of the most well-known comic artists. So if we think about the Sunday paper, we open it up to the comic section. What are some popular comics that we see? He is the creator of one of the most famous ones. And this man is Charles Schulz. He is the creator of the Peanut comic strip. So we have him to thank for Charlie Brown and all of those other characters. And then lastly, we have question number 10. So hopefully you've been keeping track of which ones you've gotten right, and this is our last question. This inventor was not able to speak fluently until he was almost 9 years old and eventually was removed from school. He went on to be one of the leading physicists of the 20th century. So this man's name is synonymous with genius or intelligent. If you see someone very smart, you will call them Einstein. So, if you got all 10 correct, very nice job. I know that I was very pleasantly surprised by a lot of them, so hopefully some of these stories shocked and inspired you. Now that you have heard the failure and success stories of these famous people, you might be wondering, how can I apply this to my life? These are all famous people. Even if you don't want to become a famous writer or musician or artist or athlete, there are still valuable lessons to be learned and that can be applied to your own life. The first piece of advice you can take from this lesson is, just because you didn't achieve something right away doesn't mean you never will. Could you imagine what would have happened if J.K. Rowling would have never pushed for the Harry Potter series? Or what the world would look like without a Dr. Seuss? Use your passion and work ethic to help achieve your goal. Even if you did not achieve what you wanted to now, there's always time for that in the future. And now you are one step closer to overcoming your obstacle. Learn from adversity. Even if you overcome your obstacle, you should always keep in mind what you have learned in the process. Keep working, and learn from specific failures. In the times that we are currently facing, it's important to see the positives that can come from a difficult situation. Use this time to reflect and achieve greatness. It is together that we can overcome any adversity, and together we are Butler Strong. Happy Monday, all.